the first emperor of Qin, would have been surrounded definitely by a set of bells, like the large bell. And he would have used bronze ritual vessels, wine cups, incense burners, tripods that would have been used to cook meat, tureens that would have been used to hold grain. Those are all the things that would have been rather common in the life of a high-ranking person, not to mention an emperor. Bronze casting in China has been ongoing for over 1,000 years by the time these bells were made. Bronze casting began around the middle of the second millennium BC. So by the time the large bell was cast, it's already almost 1,000 years into a long tradition of bronze casting. So the Chinese bronze casters had completely mastered the craft. They were able to make anything they want, do anything in terms of the decoration, and had fairly good guarantee of success. And in fact, by the end of the first millennium BC, that is by the time of the first emperor of Qin, one might say that other crafts are slowly rising to challenge the supremacy of bronze casting in China. And one of these is the ceramic tradition, which gave us the terracotta soldiers.